Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
By the way, also to report, Terry and Arnold and Kirby Joseph not practicing.
Okay. I got to tell you, the TA thing is probably the biggest negative I took out of that game. He was playing well.
I know. He made one play early in the game. Yeah.
He was in phase on a couple of passes downfield, and I'm not giving up on that kid. I know a lot of people
see
him.
No, I'm not either.
That's a tough position to play, and I'm – The expectation should not be you should be perfect.
No.
Because it is a incredibly difficult position to play. And his problem with penalties last year added up. But they, you know, look, he's got to be better than he had been. And, you know, we'll see how it plays itself out. If he can go this weekend, I certainly hope he can go this weekend. But we shall see. I didn't get a chance to talk to you about this. Did you watch that Piston game the other night against Washington?
Yes, I did.
What were your impressions?
My impressions were that Cade Cunningham was incredible. And I know he missed 31 shots. I get all that. But he was playing with a bunch of players that was like, with all due respect, a G League team besides, you know, Jalen Duren. All the injuries, and it appears from Brandon's update, that's going to be the case today, tonight when they play on a better team, the Bulls. I mean, look, Tobias hasn't played. Obviously, Ivy has not played. Sasser has not played this year. Tobias has missed most of the games, I should say. Asar Thompson didn't play, and I think there might have been one other. And Isaiah Stewart, right? Is that it? Okay, so Darius Jenkins with 2 3-pointers within 3 seconds. It was incredible, but they played the Washington Wizards, who stink.
Yeah, I thought it was a gutsy win,
yes,
given who was on the floor. Right. I thought the hilarity of the final possession they had in regulation when it looked like they ran their motion before Cade had the ball, so the play had already been run, and then Cade was handed the ball, and all he could do was throw it to Danis Jenkins in the corner.
Slipped, yeah.
And Danis Jenkins, I don't think, moved that whole play. He just stood there in the corner, and they threw him the ball, and he drained the three. I thought that was hysterical because deep down, I thought they ran the play way before Cade got the ball, and it completely disrupted it, and it worked out anyway.
Jenkins was so not part of that play, he wasn't even looking at Cade when he threw him the ball. When Cade threw him the ball, watch the replay. Mid-ball in air, Jenkins turns and sees the ball is coming towards him. And for him to be able to catch that ball and shoot it right away and make it is actually more unbelievable than we even realized at the time, guys. Because Jenkins was watching everything unfold. Like you guys mentioned, the play was just not working. Guys are falling down. And all of a sudden he turns, the ball's coming to me. And he turns and shoots it. Amazing.
And it worked out. I mean, he just rose and fired. At first, when I was watching it live, I was scared his back foot hit the sideline and he was out of bounds. I thought that's what they were ruling.
Right.
But, you know, I wanted him to win that game.
Yes, absolutely.
So this was floated out there in the Bleacher Report by one of their writers, Grant Hughes, who proposes a trade. Right, Cade Cunningham is well on his way to validating last season's leap to all NBA status, but he can't continue to carry Pistons all by himself. The Pistons are 16th in the league in offensive efficiency and 23rd in effective field goal percentage. Their defensive metrics have been fantastic, which is hysterical because they give up so many points in the first quarter and then more than make up for it over the next three. His proposed trade is that the Pistons send Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and a 2028 first-round pick and a 2030 first-round pick, which is a lot, to Utah for Lauri Markkanen. Markkanen is 28 years old. He's averaging 28 points a game. He's shooting 38.1% from three. Been basically a double-digit scorer his entire career, 7 feet, 1 inch tall. Would you make this trade?
Here's my problem with Lauri Markkanen. He, and it has nothing to do with the Detroit, we're a tough blue-collar town or anything like that. Mm-hmm. He's not a tough player. Now, he hasn't had a lot of playoff experience, so to speak, so... But he does what they need. He stretches the floor. He can shoot. He's a terrific player. You pointed out the stats. He is under contract for three more years after this season at rates of $46, $49, and $53 million.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he's one of the best scoring bigs in the league.
To me, the gamble is Ron Holland. And as good as Jaden Ivey might be, I'm willing to take a chance on giving him up because of the injury history.
I don't put him in the unknown given category. And what I mean by that is we really don't know, but we think of it as a given that he is going to be good. Yes. I'm not ready to say it's a given that he's going to help this team.
I would, you know what? I'd do it.
Would you do it?
I thought about it again, and I'd do it.
I want to caution everybody, too, that, hey, look, if you say I'd do it for less, so would everybody.
Yes.
If you want to do it, but you'd only do it for less, nobody would turn that down. If this is the price, would you do it? And you'd basically be parting ways with four young assets. Tobias Harris, Lauri Markkanen, you're switching out one and switching to the other. That's fine. You're trading Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and two first-round picks that are both top three protected in this trade proposal. So you're trading four future assets, right. Young players.
And you better hope that you're not even going to be in a situation where you have to worry about the pick being protected.
Right. Sure. In fact, I'm surprised they're not protected for more. I, too, would make this trade. And especially if we're getting closer to the trade deadline and the Eastern Conference standings reflect this.
Because this is the year, Halliburton's coming back next year. Jason Tatum coming back next year. I know he wants to come back sooner, but that would be foolish in my opinion. But yeah, you make the trade. I mean, but it's something you really got to think about. Because I think Holland, but it's a think, is going to be terrific. And yet, between him and Ausar, I'm going to give the advantage to Ausar. Because I think you can get away with only having one of them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, the question is, and look, I'm looking down at some of the feedback coming in, and, you know, Nayrock on Twitch says Markkanen is simply not a winner. Death313, he's a black hole defensively. But you're getting him because he's one of the most diverse scoring bigs in this league. He can shoot, can put the ball on the floor, good passer. I mean, you're getting something that's going to help.
Right. But, you know, the texters are correct. And that's what I feared, is his defense and his toughness.
Let's be clear, too. This is a reporter's idea. This isn't like something that's correct. Being reported that's under consideration.
Correct.
Kang, would you do this deal?
I would. I think a stretch four, stretch five, whatever you want to call it, is exactly what the Pistons need. It sounds like you're giving up a lot because you are, but I will break it down. Ivy, we literally don't know how he'd work with this core, right? Because they did all this winning without him. Ron Holland's got a huge upside, especially if he can develop his offensive game. But I don't need to try to figure it out if I'm going to get somebody who's already doing the offensive stuff.
Yep.
Tobias Harris, great veteran, great locker room presence. They call him Unk. He's the guy that kind of keeps everything calm and together, and he's been there and done that. But at some point, it's like, you've taken us so far, we can take it ourselves now. And Cade can shoulder a lot of the leadership. Now he just needs the talent, and that's what Trajan Langdon's job is, to surround him with talent. My only issue, though, is Markkanen has got the huge contract. Does it affect extending Jalen Duren, which I really would like to do?
Well, that's true, because I mentioned how much he is making the next 3 years. You know, and Tobias is just for this year. That's why that matches with the salary. The other thing that, let me tell you, this is a big deal, I'm sure, in Doug's mind too. He would overtake, Lauri Markkanen would overtake Valtteri Filppula as the best Finnish athlete we've ever had in Detroit.
I'll make the trade anyway.
You willing to do that, Doug?
Willing to do it. I mean, that's tough, Stoney, now that you've introduced that variable.
I know.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. It's classic old school Carson Anderson. Would you do it? Proposed trade on Bleacher Report, sending Tobias Harris, Jaden Ivey, Ron Holland, and two future first round picks to Utah for Lauri Markkanen. 28 points a game, can shoot from the perimeter, 7 feet, 1 inch tall. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.